This is a little bit of a longer one, but we'll get there. Messengers came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army from Edom is marching against you from beyond the Dead Sea. They are already at H-Town." I'm not even going to try and pronounce that word. And Jehoshaphat was terrified by this news, and he begged the Lord for guidance. Begged the Lord. He also ordered everyone in Judah to begin fasting. Great first response. So people from all the towns of Judah came to seek the Lord's help. And he prayed, "O Lord God of our ancestors, you alone are the God who is in heaven. You are the ruler over all the kingdoms of the earth. You are powerful and mighty, and no one can stand against you." Verse 9, "Whenever we are faced with any calamity, such as war, plague, or famine, we can come to stand in your presence before this temple where your name is honored." Sorry, that's probably a little bit small, that font. "We can cry out to you to save us, and you will hear us and rescue us. Oh God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty enemy that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we are looking to you for your help." And the Spirit of the Lord came down on one of the men, and he had a word for King Jehoshaphat and the people. And he said, "Listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Don't be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, march out against them. You'll find them coming up through the ascent of Ziz at the end of the valley that opens into the wilderness of Joel. But you will not even need to fight. Take your positions. Then stand still and watch the Lord's victory. He is with you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you." And so then King Jehoshaphat, look at this, he bowed low. He bowed low with his face to the ground. He bowed low. And all of the people of Judah and Jerusalem did the same, worshipping the Lord. I say this in our youth pre-meeting on a Friday night. We're role models in what we want to see the students do. And we see that King Jehoshaphat bowed low and got on his face, and then everyone else did the same. Sometimes we need to role model to others the Lord and what we should do when we're facing a battle. And early the next morning, the army of Judah went out, we're almost there, into the wilderness of Tekoa. And on the way, Jehoshaphat stopped and said, "Listen to me, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be able to stand firm. You will succeed." And after consulting the people, King Jehoshaphat appointed people to praise and worship. And this is what they sung. "Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever." They weren't singing, "Help us, Lord, deliver us." No, they were singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, his faithful love endures forever. Thank him before the victory." And at the very moment they began to sing that, at the very moment, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to start fighting among themselves. And we see that they turn on each other. And then it says later down in verse 24, when the army of Judah arrived at the lookout point in the wilderness, a high place, all they saw were dead bodies lying on the ground. All the enemy had been taken out by each other. Not one single enemy had escaped. And so I love this event in the Bible. And there are commonalities as well that we see. So they were also positioned on a high place because it says that the other armies were coming up through the valley. And then Jehoshaphat, after hearing the attack, bowed low, face on the ground, same as Elijah. After hearing about the attack, he declared God's word. He declared God's goodness. He declared the times that God had been faithful in a time of war, in a time of plague, in a time of famine. And then we see that the Lord said, "You don't have to fight this battle, just position yourself." And then he appointed people to worship, and then we saw that there was the victory. The enemy turned on each other. And I wonder when we're experiencing a battle, if we bow low and pray and worship, Or if we panic and we try to do things in our own strength or take things into our own hands. And I feel like what we can learn from these three events in the Bible is how to keep God's banner over us. And the first point that I came to was we need to come up to that higher place. Moses, Elijah, and King Jehoshaphat were all on a higher place. And that's using our authority. I'm not saying that we need to climb a mountain. You can, I won't. I don't like climbing mountains. But we need a spiritual vantage point, I feel. We need to come up to that higher place so we can get that better perspective. And Ephesians 2:6 says, "For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly places because we are united with Christ Jesus." So that's a higher place. And last year at Extreme Conference, Dawna De Silva talked about coming up to that higher place, that heavenly place, and using our authority. And I remember her saying to me, I can't remember if it was in a session or if it was just to a couple of people, but she was talking about physically imagining yourself in that higher place and then looking down on your circumstances and declaring. And I've never forgotten that. Sometimes when I'm in prayer and I need to declare over my circumstances, I actually will say, "Heavenly place, all right, I see that earth and I'm declaring over that circumstance." And we can use an analogy of a tennis game. And did anyone watch the tennis in the Olympics? Nobody. One person. There was two people in this building, you and me, watching tennis at the Olympics. I actually quite like watching tennis. And it's interesting for the umpire to actually be able to call the shots. He has to go up to that higher place, he or she. And you actually see at the start and they get in that chair and it's like, and they go up. Remember how they never used to have the automatic ones? You'd see them climbing up. And so it's like coming up to that higher place, because when they're in that higher chair, they can see everything. They can call the shots. They can use that authority and declare and say, "Juice, love 15. Advantage, advantage, advantage." And so it's the same for us, coming up to that higher place in authority. And sometimes I need to tell myself, and you might relate to this, to get up out of the pit where I'm having a pity party in the pit. Come up out of that, Claire. You know, come up out of that. Come to that higher place of authority. Position yourself in that higher authority. And let me tell you that this week, I shouldn't be surprised, but I felt challenged this week massively. And I felt like there was a battle in my mind. And I've spoken about being healed of anxiety. But again, this week was a bit of a battle. And I'm not gonna lie, I felt like giving up in multiple areas. And I felt like I was having a pity party because I was like, oh, you know, it just felt like a war. And on Saturday, I was like, that's it, I've had enough. And I started to get heated in my prayers. Has anyone ever started to get heated in their prayers? And it's not like you're angry at God, but you're just like, oh, I'm sick of this. I'm putting my foot down. And I was like, that's it, Lord. Like, you've called and appointed me and positioned me to this role in this place and what's happening. And you're going to give me the strength. And I lift this weariness off me and I'm done because it's through your strength and all things are possible with you, God. And I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to stand on your rock, which is your word. And I started to get heated and I felt coming up to that higher place, using my authority to declare. And the second thing is positioning ourselves. And Moses held up the staff out over the battle. He positioned himself in that way. Elijah bowed low and prayed. Same with King Jehoshaphat. But then he also marched out and they took their battle line. And so they positioned themselves. And God said, "You will not even need to fight. Take your positions." And so sometimes when we're going through a difficult season, we can feel like we actually have to fight the battle. But God says, "You don't need to fight. Just take your position." And that position is what we just did earlier, worship and prayer. And I really felt that there was freedom in that worship this morning. Anyone else feel like, wow, that was amazing, beautiful worship? And I felt like Z was declaring out, there was freedom, there was victory. And I felt like God say to me, this is all you need to do. Just position yourself, Claire. Just position yourself. Are we worshiping and praising in the face of adversity, or are we having a pity party? And that's okay, there's a time and place for that. Sometimes we're weary and we're tired and we're weak and we're sick. And sometimes we don't have the strength, but tell you what, we can come up higher and we can position ourselves and we can use the authority and declare God's word. And the third thing is allowing God to be God. This is one that sometimes I struggle with. Moses only held up the staff. God was the one that gave the advantage. Moses didn't bring the victory, God did. Elijah only prayed on his face. The servant went out to check for the cloud, but God brought the rain. Elijah didn't bring the rain. Jehoshaphat only took his position and they praised and worshipped. God brought the victory. King Jehoshaphat didn't. None of them caused it, but they trusted in God that would. They trusted in a God that was faithful. And this is where God does only what he can do. When we position ourselves, when we come up to that higher place, when we pray and we worship, when we're going through a tough time, God brings the victory. We don't have to wage that war. And I don't know about you, but that is so freeing to me. So freeing to me. We hold up the banner over us, but we're not holding that banner of us up. We're holding God's banner. The Lord is my banner. And we're called to recognize our authority, speak it out, which is God's word. I don't have my Bible here, but it's on my iPad. We're called to speak it out, God's word. Position ourselves for him, worship and prayer, and then let God do the rest. He brings the victory. And this is something that I've been going through for many years, where I'm wanting to see something physically change, a promise or a word that God's given me. But he's like, just position yourself. Just position yourself. Because we're not called to be passive. We're not called to sit on the couch, like Pastor Rob tells me not to do that on my day off. Don't position yourself and watch TV. And that's wise. That's wisdom. I felt the Lord was in that. Don't just be sluggish and lazy. Position yourself, not on the couch, but in my word and in prayer. And let me tell you that that's when the battle is won. God does the rest. We need to allow God to be God. He brings the victory. We need to put that banner over us. And that banner, Jehovah Nissi, Yahweh Nissi, that banner, when we hold that up, it can be, God is my healer. God is my miracle worker. God is my promise keeper. God is my provider. That banner is reflecting, I'm pledging allegiance to that. I'm standing under his word and who he is. And there's a multitude of things in that banner that we can hold up over ourselves. That's the banner that I want to hold up over myself. Not the world, but the word. Not the world, but the word. And so this morning, I'd like to just pray for us and just take some time. So if you can just close your eyes in this place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are here, that your presence is here, Lord. I thank you, God, that you wanted to remind us that we need not to fight this war, that you are our banner over us, and that you will fight the war. We just need to position ourselves. And perhaps there's some people here that have felt like there's been a bit of a war waging, whether it's in their mind or their physical circumstances. And I just feel like God's prompting you and I to just have that banner up over those circumstances, over your life, whatever it is, coming back to his word, positioning ourselves in prayer and worship. And so, Father, I thank you right now that you are holding the banner over us, over this church, Lord, as we position ourselves for prayer and worship, for healing, for miracles, for promises, Lord. I thank you, God, that you are faithful, that like Moses and Elijah and King Jehoshaphat prayed, oh Lord, you have been so faithful in the past. I thank you, God, that even now there's people in this place, Lord, that you are just encouraging, that your word is faithful, your covenant stands, your healing is available, your provision is available. And Father, we just grab onto that. We hold you up as a banner over us, God. And I thank you for those that may have been feeling weary or weak from the war. Father, I just release strength over people in this place, God, from head to toe, releasing a new oil, a strength, a peace. Those that might be weary from the war, Lord, I thank you even now that you are saying, come to me, you who are weary and weak, and I will give you rest. I thank you, Jesus, that you are releasing that over this place right now, God. We receive that, Jesus. We receive that, Jesus. In your mighty name, amen. Amen.